odor of trash, but had the tendency to cause a dull headache. Arriving at the last row of trash containers lining the back wall, I stopped. I grabbed the handles of the container directly in front of me and slowly eased it forward to reveal the brickwork behind it. I hurried to the wall and sank to my knees on the ground. My fingers fumbled along the bricks, feeling for the telltale gap. Finding it, I gained a firmer grip and coaxed it out of place. Then I worked on the previously weakened bricks behind it and above it until I had created a hole just large enough for my frame to squeeze through. I had to be quick now, quicker than ever. If someone spotted me here like this, all my days of preparation, all my sleepless nights would be in vain. I darted for the wooden trailer hooked to the back of my bike and, clutching the clasp that was holding the lid securely shut, I unfastened it. My heart was hammering against my chest as I opened it. Curled up in the cramped wooden crate, knees drawn to his chest, eyes tightly closed, was my 8-year-old brother, Timothy. My eyes moved over the mark etched into his right hand, the mark of a black crescent. The mark that had changed our lives forever. It took a few seconds for him to unglue his eyelids and realize that it was finally time to climb out. His black hair clung to his moist forehead as he raised his head to look at me. His gray eyes shone with fear. I leaned over and wrapped my arms around his midriff, helping him step out. He winced and groaned against me. It killed me to think of how much time he'd been holed up in that box. But it wouldn't be long now. It wouldn't be long. "Come on, buddy," I breathed. "Cad will already be waiting for us." I pointed to the dark gap in the wall. He glanced at me uncertainly before lowering to his hands and knees. He scurried through. I followed immediately behind him. A chill stole through me as we emerged on the other side. I swallowed hard as I gazed around at the self-frequented surroundings. At least, what I could see of them. We were standing amid a slushy marshland, pale and glistening beneath the strip lights that lined the exterior of the wall. 15 feet away flowed Vale River, above which hung a dense gray mist. The river was wide, so wide that the opposite bank was a blur even in the daytime when the mist was thinner. We crept as quietly as we could through the sludge toward the edge of the vaporous water. I continued to reassure Tim in whispers that Cad would be waiting in his rowboat, just like he'd promised. Only a little further up. But as we reached the river's border, neither Cad nor his boat were anywhere to be seen. "Where is he?" Tim gasped. He's got to be along here somewhere. Let's move up the bank a bit more." I led Tim further up the river through the marsh, knowing how much danger we were in now. My whole plan had revolved around Cad being here, waiting for us, so that Tim could immediately board his boat. We shouldn't be roaming in the open like this. Wardens could spot us at any second, and the consequences would be catastrophic. "Oh!" Tim hissed, making me jump. "There's a boat!" He jabbed a finger toward the river as Cad's competitive rowboat came into view. Warm relief washed over me. Thank God. Cad closed the distance between us, an apologetic look on his unshaven face. "I'm so sorry," he whispered as he bumped the boat against the bank. "I had some, unexpected complications. You know, with Margot. She started asking me where I was going and... Let's just get this done." I turned to my brother and bent down. Wrapping my arms around his thin waist, I lifted him up. But before I could pass him to Cad, he struggled against my grip, forcing me to replace him on the ground.
"Wait, Vi!"
he breathed. Tears moistened his eyes.
"When am I going to see you again?"
My voice caught in my throat. How could I answer a question like that? What could I tell him?